Arrest warrant in R. Sujan 600, CR Bandra property scam. Mumbai court orders, arrest in forgery case. Bandra court issues, non-bailable warrant. Unraveling the forged will conspiracy, Unmesh Gujarati Sprouts news exclusive. A Bandra court issued a non-bailable warrant for Dr. AJ Kenny in a Barsad 600 crore property fraud case. He is accused of forging a will and providing a fake medical certificate to illegally seize Mumbai's Marina Manor at Bandstand. The investigation, now probing potential money laundering, has expanded following the court's order. Non-bailable warrant issued for Mumbai doctor in RC 600, Crore Marina Manor. Forgery scam. Sit probe reveals complex web. In a significant escalation of a high-stakes property fraud case, the additional Chief Judicial Magistrate Court in Bandra has issued a non-bailable arrest warrant against prominent Scion-based MBBS practitioner Dr. AJ Pandurang Kenny. The order, delivered by Magistrate Girish Sudarshan Mane, stems from serious allegations of cheating and forgery centered on the coveted Marina Manor property in Bandra, valued at an estimated Austin 600 crores, $81 million. The core of the accusation involves a sophisticated conspiracy to forge a will, allegedly orchestrated to illegally seize the prime seafront plot at Bullock Road, next lane, of SRKS Manat. According to the initial inquiry by Bandra Police after court order, Dr. Kenny is implicated for providing a falsified medical certificate that was critical in legitimizing the fraudulent document during court proceedings. This development marks a pivotal moment in a long-standing legal battle over one of Mumbai's most valuable assets. The anatomy of a R600 crore inheritance fraud. The dispute originates from the last wishes of Martha Eugene Pereira, the original owner of the property located at Survey No. 1197D, CTS No. 870A. In a legally probated will dated December 4, 1972, Pereira bequeathed the estate to her niece, Marie Fernandez, designating her as the sole trustee and executrix. The will's explicit directive was for the property to be donated to head of the Catholic Church organization at Mumbai, called as Archdiocese of Bombay for charity, to establish an educational institution and clergy home for the retired Catholic priests, honoring Pereira's late husband, Joseph Felix Pereira. This 1987 probate was the undisputed legal standing for decades. The case erupted in 2017 when a second will, dated November 8, 2014, and bearing the signature of Marie Fernandez, was presented and subsequently probated by the Bombay High Court. However, complainant and Thane-based social activist Melwin Fernandez, represented by High Court of Bombay senior advocate Sunita Banis, alleged this document was a fabrication. The complaint contends that the main accused, Marina Manuel Fernandez, along with Remy Fernandez, Mohit Shah, Paul Fernandez, Danny Thomas, Cecilia Lobo, and Dr. Ajay Kenny, involved in fabricate the will after Marie Fernandez's death to usurp the property and divert it from its charitable purpose. Court crackdown on forgery and conspiracy charges. The Bandra court's issuance of the non-bailable warrant underscores the severity of the evidence presented. The order suggests the court believes there is substantial reason to suspect Dr. Kenny's involvement and a potential flight risk. His specific alleged role was to provide a counterfeit medical certification in 2017, which was used to affirm the validity of the forged signature on the 2014 will, thereby misleading the High Court during the probate process. This legal action transitions the case from a civil inheritance dispute into a criminal investigation involving charges of forgery, cheating, and conspiracy to commit fraud. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has learned that the complexities of this case, including the movement of vast sums of money, have attracted the attention of federal agencies. Questions are now being raised about potential connections to Hawala networks or crypto laundering avenues, given the enormous value of the asset involved. Broader implications and ongoing investigations. The Marina Manor case exemplifies the vulnerabilities in high-value estate management and probate law. The successful probate of a forged will in a prestigious institution like the Bombay High Court has sent shockwaves through Mumbai's legal and real estate circles. It highlights how fraudulent documents can be used to hijack legacy assets, undermining both judicial processes and philanthropic intentions. According to sources, the investigation is now expanding beyond the initial accused. The Sprouts News investigation team, SIT, has confirmed that probes into the financial trails are ongoing. Enforcement Directorate, ED, officials are reportedly examining transactions linked to the accused for potential violations under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, given the proceeds of crime involved. This suggests the case could evolve into a major financial scam investigation. The court's firm stance signals a rigorous pursuit of all individuals involved in the alleged conspiracy. As authorities work to execute the warrant against Dr. Kenny, the market watches closely. This case serves as a stern warning against the manipulation of legal frameworks for illicit property gains and underscores the increasing interdisciplinary approach to investigating complex white-collar crime.